This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Senior BJP leader Devendra Fadnavis is set to become the next chief minister of the state of Maharashtra. He will take oath as the Mahayuti's chief minister for the third time tomorrow in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and other senior leaders of the alliance in Mumbai. In the Bharatiya Janata Party's core committee meeting today in Mumbai, he was elected as the legislative party leader in the presence of Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and former Gujarat Chief Minister Vijay Rupani, who were appointed as the BJP's central observers for the same. MLA Chandrakant Patil and Sudhir Mungantivar proposed the name of Mr. Fadnavis, which was supported by all the newly elected legislators. President Draupadi Murmu will grace the Navy Day being organized by the Indian Navy as chief guest at the Blue Flag Beach in Puri this afternoon. The event marks the anniversary of Operation Trident, a critical naval offensive during the 1971 Indo-Pak War. It will showcase over 15 ships, submarines and more than 40 aircraft with support from marine commandos and personnel from the Indian Army. Aiming to highlight the Navy's capabilities and its dedication in protecting India's maritime interests, the event will demonstrate aerial maneuvers by MiG-29K and Hawk fighter jets, combat exercises by Mark Horse, submarine operations, amphibious landings and rocket firing from warships. Minister for Communications Jyotiraditya Sindhya has said that the revival package extended by the government to BSNL in 2019 has transformed the telecom company from a loss-making entity to a profit-making one. Replying to supplementaries in the Lok Sabha today, Mr. Sindhya said under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, it is the government's responsibility to take care of over 50,000 employees of BSNL. Minister for Railways Ashwini Vaishnav has said that railway tracks are being continuously upgraded to match the latest technology. Replying to supplementaries in the Lok Sabha during question hour today, Mr. Vaishnav said the development of automatic train protection system Kavach has been completed. In another supplementary, the minister said that Railways has aimed to subsidize travel for every passenger. He said all passengers are covered under a total subsidy provided by the centre. An assassination attempt has been made on Punjab's former Deputy Chief Minister Sukhbir Singh Badal at the entrance of the Golden Temple in Amritsar today. However, he escaped unhurt. Mr. Badal was serving penance given by the Akal Takht recently while sitting on a wheelchair at the entrance when the attempt was made. The person identified as Narayan Singh, who tried to shoot him, was overpowered by STPC Sevadars and security personnel soon after he took out his pistol to shoot. In between, the shot fired by him hit the wall of the gate. According to sources, he was said to be a Khalistani sympathizer who was involved in Chandigarh Burrell jailbreak case. Foreign Minister of Kuwait Abdullah Ali Al-Yahya arrived last night in New Delhi on a two-day visit to India. He will call on Prime Minister Narendra Modi today. He will also hold a meeting with External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar. In a social media post, the Ministry of External Affairs has said this visit will further strengthen the India-Kuwait multifaceted relations. Indian Space Research Organization will launch PSLV C-59 carrying European Space Agency's Proba 3 satellite from the Satish Dhawan Space Center at Sriharikota at 4:08 p.m. today. Proba 3 is a commercial dedicated mission of the New Space India Limited to ISRO. PSLV C-59 will inject the spacecraft into a highly elliptical orbit to demonstrate precise formation flying. In the World Chess Championship, Indian Grandmaster Domaraju Gukesh will face defending champion Dinglu Ren of China in the 8th of the 14-game series at Resorts World Sentosa in Singapore this afternoon. In hockey, India will face Pakistan in the final of the Men's Hockey Junior Asia Cup in Muscat, Oman this evening. The match is set to begin at 8:30 p.m. IST. Defending champions India, unbeaten in the tournament, are aiming for their fifth title and a third consecutive victory in this event. And with that, we end this news bulletin.